Welcome to Eve's Apple, the podcast. I am Kanyisa Boy. We are still within the love, sex, and magic movement. We are going to be talking about gender-based violence today. We're going to be talking about male perpetuated violence today. We're going to be talking about intimate partner violence today. Why are we having this conversation? Because again, in South Africa, we're confronted by a series of articles, social media, posts on deaths of women. And I'm saying articles in social media because that's basically the vine where we get news. And the reality of what that means is gutting. Recently, three pregnant women were killed by their intimate partners, and one was hung from a tree. If you think about the fact that we're still talking about Black Lives Matter, and now we're having men lynching women, stabbing and lynching women. It is very disconcerting how we live in a world that will throw about statistics about how much danger we're in and proceed to carry on as if it's business as usual. That women and the LGBTI persons are not being maimed and killed. I mean, as recent as yesterday, a gay man was killed by a 14-year-old girl. 14. The extent of hatred is that deep. The extent of teaching hatred, learning hatred, having hatred around you. I'm trying to figure out what does it mean to live in a world that can be silent about this, because men are quiet. Men are quiet. Whether they feel powerless or they feel like it's outside of their hands, but men are powerless and men are perpetuators of violence. The perpetrators of violence against each other. If you look at South African statistics, a large percentage of men die at the hands of other men. And so if men think that the fight against violence is just for LGBTI persons and women, they are sadly mistaken. In fact, their silence is saying, yeah, sure, carry on, which says, yeah, sure, carry on to their own killings. But right now, I really want to talk about primarily the complicit, how men are complicit and are not only in their silence but in the way they ask questions, in the way they defend, make it easier for men who kill women, for men who kill LGBTIQ persons. So carry on doing it, right? So you, a person will say, not all men. We know it's not all men. We are certain that it's not all men, but it's all men who know that another hits his wife, hits his girlfriend, hits his children, and they keep quiet. It's men who, when a man rapes a girl who is seen to think he's all that, high five each other because you showed her. It is men who high five and tag team in humiliating women by catcalling them in the streets. They high five each other. They think it's great. It is men who sit and sexualize 13-year-olds and not call each other out. They're fine. Like, it's not a big deal. Then a person says, no, but I haven't done anything. You have contributed to other men thinking that it's okay to carry on with that behavior by not calling them out. Men high five each other on social media. Men back each other up. Like, men will back each other up. Men tend to lose nothing from violent behavior. In fact, the more violent society is the better it is for men to get on with the business of being men. Men benefit so much from violence that they get paid better at work. You might think that there are no linkages. If you live in a world, as a woman, if I live in a world that is constantly telling me that I'm less than, and when I say the world, I mean men, because heads of states are men, department heads are men, by a very large margin, CEOs are men. Perpetuators of violence essentially are men. So if I walk into a workplace and I must demand equal pay, it means I am getting into war with men. And history has taught me, as a woman, that that is not a winnable fight. And so I don't ask for equal pay. And because men are benefiting, they will not offer equal pay. Economies and economies are benefiting from labor of women. Women work hard in this country. It is a female-headed household country, but men will stand on rooftops and call women gold diggers when women require them to actually pay their way. We live in a country that has not decriminalized sex work, and we all know that sex work primarily is women and LGBTI persons. So a system that benefits men and tells men that it's okay to do whatever they damn well please is what we are within. Now, I mean, I may sound like I am ranting, and that's fine, because to be perfectly frank, I refuse to believe that we are here. But then again, we've never really left. So here in my rant, hear me now. This is what men can do. You see, if you're thinking that you are helpless, oh no, I don't even know what to do. I should be contributing to this conversation, but I don't know how I will be received. Even that is privilege. Like, you just shut up. People are getting killed. You just shut up because, vele, it's not your species that's being killed. It's fine, we do, you know. Let me cap my rant here and say this is what you can do. Firstly, when speaking of women, remember at the center, dignity when speaking of women, right? So here, it's in your household, it's with your friends, it's at the workplace, dignity. Women deserve a sense of dignity. LGBTI persons deserve a sense of dignity, not tolerance. You see, tolerance, I don't even know who came up with the word tolerance in relation to this, but dignity. If you handle a person with respect and give them a great sense of dignity, is the first place. So this is on the personal, as an individual. Person walks away from an interaction with you feeling dignified. That is the first one. Secondly, the entire attitude of boys will be boys is unacceptable. Why is it unacceptable? Because it opens all sorts of floodgates for behavior that makes it difficult for women to exist. It's okay to catcall because boys will be boys. It's okay to override someone's no because boys will be boys. It's okay for you to catcall me because boy will be boys. It's okay for you push and shove someone because boys will be boys. It's okay for you to be violent with other men because boys will be boys. No. What is proper and decent is for you to be able to speak up, to cry if you need to say when you're uncomfortable, and not default to boys will be boys behavior because that speaks a lot to almost pent up pain and discomfort. And it's harmful because not only do you harm us, you also harm each other. So the boys will be boys outlook is ridiculous. Just don't do that. I mean, it's as basic as that. Figure out another way to cope. And that's on you. I don't know what else you can do. Figure it out. Because in my thoughts, I'm talking to grown-ups. If you can Google the specs of PlayStation 5, can Google how to figure this out. Right? And then from that, if you're in a position of power, you make it easier for us to be able to exist. Make it easier. If you're in a position of power, you know that women get paid less. You know that LGBTI persons get sidelined. You know that it's the vulnerabilities of sending people into spaces that will render them violated. Right? You know. So if you're in a position of power, ensure that you exercise your power in a way that leaves people's interactions with you, with your company, with your organization, feeling dignified. Another thing. Now this speaks to systems, and I know that systems are hard to crack, but you can't just sit and hope that it cracks on its own because systems are people, right? So if we're talking about the system and we're talking about patriarchy and we're talking about how you are a beneficiary of patriarchy, then it means you have a responsibility to use the benefit. The benefit, you have a responsibility to use your privilege for the better. So what do I mean? I mean, we marched, we tendered possibility of a framework that government can use to ensure that there is, in terms of justice, there is justice that is received by women that have been harmed, but also a system that is victim-centered. So you start looking at those frameworks and you start looking at how then, as a man, do I make sure that I further these ends? How do I lend my voice almost as an ally to ensure that government doesn't say, ah, well, we've given the women the paper what they want, but to enforce and implement that? How do you use your voice? That thing is not a mystery. And also marching, guys. Like, if you wanna watch march in lipstick and pantyhose and heels, that does nothing. Systemically, the system is fraught. So if the system is fraught, you want to ensure that you begin to do the work, and that is picking up the framework and figuring out how then you can start doing your work as a collective to ensure that the things that are required by us, shelters for women, spaces for men to purge their anger, educating young boys about violence, all of these things are things that can be done. If you want to too much, oh, just so that it's visible that you're against violence, no. We march because we don't kill ourselves. We march because we don't rape ourselves. We march because we need the world to see that it's hard and we're in pain. What men can do is the system that benefits them. They start with working within that system. So create these pockets of change within yourselves as men. Hold each other accountable, call each other out, send each other there to the police station. Make sure that the police force, which is largely men, understands what the fight is. Write articles about male behaviors. Resist the urge to say not all men. Resist the urge to ask questions like, what was she doing? Because then once you ask that question, you are negating the fact that a man did that unprovoked. And even if they're provoked, the best thing to do is to walk away from those situations. There's no need. This past week, a girl was reported missing. She's just, well, a woman, really. She's just over 20 years of age, was reported missing, and she was not contactable for 12 hours. And I saw a video of her apologizing essentially to the country because people were retweeting. And the reason why everybody was up in arms and so upset that she was not contactable, but she wasn't harmed, is because we live in a country where a person disappears and the next you hear about them, they've been killed and raped. We live in a country that sets free a man on bail, a man that sets free a man on bail who chopped his girlfriend and put them in a duffel bag. And there's no uproar or hoo-ha from men. Men sit there quietly. They don't require the police to bring that man back into custody. They want to put lipstick on and march. No. No. Remember, we are the same people when black men are getting killed who use our bodies. In your defense, why is it so hard? Why is it so hard for you to fight for us? Why is it so hard for you to hold each other accountable? In fact, Cynthia, why is it so hard for you people to stop beating and killing us? And if it's not you, then you need to figure out what you can do. When women start to tear and burn things, it's only then that men will start to listen. So basically, violence, we must resort to violence to be heard. This is not it. This is just not it. So there's a framework, gender-based violence and femicide framework, that is out by government. Nelisa Ngqulana put out a petition for sexual offenders list to be out. There's a list on Twitter of men who are harmful. Please don't talk about you don't know what to do. These are things that you can elevate from your bedroom even. These are things you can elevate and you can be part of. If you are really, really caring, if you really care about what is happening to us. Like I said, we're still within the Love, Sex, and Magic series. And this here really speaks about love. We're not feeling your love at all. We're not feeling it at all. And I feel like we've never really known it. And the scary thing is that mostly, predominantly, the violence we experience is from people who are closest to us. So taking to the streets actually means nothing if I'm going to come back to a friend, a father, a brother who's going to kill me, who's going to kill my family, who's going to kill my friends, who's going to rape the kids. Marching means nothing if the issue is inside. So while we are tired, maybe it's time for men to stand up and do something. Because actually, violence is your fault. Whether actively or not, violence is your fault because you're complicit in your silence and your inaction and your apathy. Complicit. And no amount of resisting it for yourself as an individual absolves you because this is a collective issue. Yep. Gender-based violence, femicide, male perpetuated violence is your fault. And that's my parting shot.